From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, racial tensions spark a week of violence in the Los Angeles County jail system. But first, former FEMA Director Michael Brown, a central figure in the government response to Hurricane Katrina, is testifying on Capitol Hill today. Brown was much criticized in the days and weeks after Katrina struck, but at today's hearing, Senator Joseph Lieberman said the failures were not just his fault.
Former FEMA Director Michael Brown was singularly blamed for the inadequate federal government response. But he was not alone. There was a shocking, consequential, and pervasive lack of preparation, response, and leadership.
Joining us now to discuss Brown's testimony is Washington Post Homeland Security reporter Spencer Hsu. And Spencer Hsu, welcome to Day to Day.
Thanks, Madeline. Good to be here.
So Brown already testified about Hurricane Katrina and the response of federal officials back in September. Why is he back again today?
He testified in September to a House committee that was investigating the government's response to Katrina, and today was the turn of a Senate investigative committee that is holding an independent review as well.
And a lot of time has passed between then and now, and his testimony is different. Tell us what he said today that's different from what he said in September.
That is the striking thing. 4 months ago when he testified, it was just after the August 29th storm, and not a lot of facts were known at that point. Brown had been forced to resign under some disgrace, and at that time, before House investigators, he pointed the finger at state and local officials, saying he could not get a unified chain of command under Governor Kathleen Babineau Blanco in Louisiana or Mayor Ray Nagin in New Orleans. Today, he started with a very different tone and tenor and a very different point. He said that the Department of Homeland Security put FEMA on a path to failure when it absorbed the agency and started cutting its funding and rearranging its missions.
So he's really, really shifting the focus from blaming the local officials to the federal officials. And let's play a clip of tape where he is doing that.
Had there been a report that said, yes, we've confirmed that a terrorist has blown up the 17th Street Canal levee, everybody would have jumped all over that. But because this was a natural disaster, that has become the stepchild within the Department of Homeland Security.
Well, given Michael Brown's previous testimony and his compromised reputation, how much credibility do his accusations have, and what kind of impact is he likely to have in Washington?
I mean, that's a very good point. I mean, there was sort of an interesting kind of dance going on in this committee where Democrats were trying to use the investigation to shine a spotlight on what the White House and the Department of Homeland Security were doing. Republicans were saying that Mike Brown's testimony was an attempt to deflect his own shortcomings.
And, of course, what the White House knew when is also the subject of a lot of questions today, and with reports in the media that the White House did know well before Tuesday, or at least on Monday, it was notified that the levee was breached. And I suppose we'll have to wait until next week to hear the White House response to that.
Mike Brown's testimony was supposed to be crucial today, and it is ongoing, as to precisely what he told White House officials. That is, like you say, still remains to be seen, but it is a big focus, especially of Democrats and some of the investigation's leaders, who say that there were systemic failures by all levels of government.
Spencer Hsu reports on Homeland Security for The Washington Post. He's following the hearings today on Capitol Hill, investigating what happened before and after Hurricane Katrina struck. Thank you very much, Spencer Hsu.
Thank you.